Okay. Well, I don't usually make recordings on the way home, but the opportunity popped up. Didn't see a reason why not to do it. Sorry. Sounds gonna be a little weird. Anyway. This thing there. On the tongue again, having a conversation about saying, you know what, really, it doesn't matter. The state shouldn't have an interest in marriage. And I agree. As a classical liberal, I disagree with this. Governments end up being the regulators of society. Society is a big thing. I talked about social capital before. There's societal responsibility too. It's really quite simple. If you give non-productive couples, and I mean purposely non-productive, that's exactly what a gay couple, that's what a gay marriage is a purposely non-productive coupling. And that's why we shouldn't call it a marriage. Because we give all kinds of incentives to encourage people to marry and incentives for people to have children. They aren't really, actually, we try to make the tax law and regulatory scheme very amiable to somebody who is married and is having children, because to treat everybody just like everybody else, to just say, okay, how many people in your household? 7. Okay, we're going to tax you 7 times the individual rate. Boy, is that a huge disincentive to ever marrying, to ever having children? You know, my wife is a mother and a homemaker. That is her labor, her work. And she doesn't go out and make money. She stays home and she concentrates on running our household, raising our children, and if we're taxed the same rate as any given 8, well, I have 6 children, so if we were to be taxed like 8 just normal people, we wouldn't last a second. We would have to give up all of our children for adoption. My wife and I would have to divorce. She would have to go out and get a job. And that's how it is, too. So that's why we have a government that says, okay, if you're married with a single, lately it's become a single income thing. Why we decided that women going out into the workforce was really going to be good for families is beyond me. That's just silly. Why do we do that? Anyway, so we can't really just say, oh, we want government out of marriage, just treat everybody just like they're just regular people. And they go, no. We are eliminating disincentives. Now, if we change the tax scheme and tax people by families instead of by individuals, That one went a lot better. Our system kind of does that. But it doesn't do a horrible job. It's a little convoluted. But it's not bad. The problem is, we give those same kinds of exemptions to gay couples. One of them does not have to stay home and take care of things. There are no children. At least there are no children without playing around with adoption, without breaking up other families to provide children for this Franken family. You know, bits there, sewn together. Hey, look, it's a family. Give them the same kind of things that you give somebody who actually adds to the society. Gay couples don't have a society. They may raise children from the fringes, but those children are already here. Somebody else has already birthed them and brought them into the world. It's kind of nice that they choose to raise that child, but it's going to be difficult to teach them the importance of marrying someone of the opposite sex so that you can actually be productive and you can actually produce more children, keep society going, when you aren't doing that. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying it's far more difficult. We already throw up enough horrible barriers to people not contributing to the social capital. You don't do it with money. I don't care if you go out and you make $500,000 a year and your partner goes out and makes the same. That's money. Money's fine, but money's not social capital, nor can you buy it. Social capital is how many people, how many minds are you adding to the culture? And that's not just a physical act. That is years and years and years of being an example, of teaching the kind of values that your culture respects. All these sorts of things. Then inculcating in their minds that the thing they need to do is go out, get married productively, and to have children. When we choose not to do that, we soil, disrespect the sacrifices that were made by our progenitors. A gay coupling in the past did not produce you. I know it's very easy to say, oh, my bio parents were horrible. Oh, they were terrible. I wasn't really a wonderful person until I joined my gay parents. But guess what? I said, if it wasn't for those two bio parents that you may very well despise, you wouldn't be here to be having this conversation. I don't care how much gay love, or just love, period, you get from your gay-led household, you wouldn't be here without somebody actually taking that effort. It's just that simple. We can talk about how wonderful the people that raised you are, and God bless America, I'm glad they did. But you wouldn't be here without somebody having at least done something biologically correct, which a committed gay person will not do. And their behavior, their example, will be not a shining beacon to people who need to be going out and needing to have children themselves. They'll be, oh, I had wonderful parents, and very well might have been very wonderful parents, but are you going to choose to honor those parents by adopting their gay lifestyle, not having children, finding those kinds of relationships so much better? On an individual basis, it may work sometimes. I think we could find that statistically, people who were raised by same-sex couples are not likely to join into productive and sound productive family units. They're just less likely to. And we're already having problems getting people to have enough children, even under ideal circumstances. They just don't. And who's going to carry on your society when you're gone? Who's going to carry on the society? Which of your children are going to take care of you when you are old? Is it going to be one of your children to say, I'm going to do what I can to take care of my parents? Go and play with their grandchildren and have a good time? Or is it going to be more along the lines of, I'm getting care from an immigrant from a whole other culture that is frankly socially smarter than I was? They probably have children if they don't adopt your silly way of looking at things.
Okay.